I mentioned above that the word empirical means making observations and quantifying these observations. We need to develop measurement tools and almost everything that we do as psychologists has something to do with trying to measure and quantify things. And this applies to the scientist, the hard scientist who may be in the laboratory measuring brain waves, to the clinical psychologist who may have their own practice and try to quantify, say, for insurance companies, how well their clients are doing after a course of psychotherapy. So at all levels, psychologists are involved in measurement, and these measurements eventually get turned into statistical issues. We as statisticians and students of statistics, what we learn is how to make the measurements and how to evaluate and make inferences based on those measurements. Statistics doesn't really tell us what it is we're supposed to measure. Statistics is the second stage. The theory that we happen to be studying as social psychologists or cognitive psychologists, those theories tell us what it is we're supposed to measure, but it's the statisticians and the measurement people that decide how to do those measurements and how to combine them and how to make inferences from them.